Hey everyone, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Power Shift by Damon John with Daniel Paisner. Sophie, I gotta say, the title alone made me think this was going to be some corporate chess manual, but it's way more personal than that.
Oh, totally. Hi there, Sam. Hi everyone. So, Power Shift, Damon John from Shark Tank, founder of FUBU, and yeah, it's really about recognizing that power isn't static. It flows. And if you understand how it moves, you can put yourself in its path.
Right. He starts with this idea that power isn't about your title or your bank account. It's about something he calls your currency. And I love that term because it reframes everything.
Exactly. Your currency is everything you bring to the table, your time, your energy, your relationships, and your unique perspective. Most people undervalue their own currency, or they try to trade it for something they don't even want.
That hit me hard. I think I've done that, spent time on stuff that didn't really matter, just because it felt productive. He says you have to shift from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. Invest your currency strategically.
And that internal shift is powered by the grind. But it's not just about working hard. It's about mental toughness. Damon started FUBU from his mom's house in Queens, sewing hats and selling them on street corners. He didn't have a business plan. He had a hustle.
He talks about being willing to do what others won't for as long as it takes. But then he cautions grinding without a strategy is just motion. So the next shift is about building your brand.
And he defines a brand not as a logo or a product, but as a promise. It's the gut feeling people get when they hear a name. In today's world, everyone is a brand, whether you're an employee, a freelancer, or a CEO.
The power shift here is moving from being a commodity to being a destination. A commodity is interchangeable, but a destination is sought after. He says you have to find your authentic core, the unshakable truth about you that stays constant even as trends change.
For FUBU, that core wasn't just clothing. It was representing a culture, giving a voice to a community that fashion had ignored. He didn't invent hip-hop fashion, he amplified it. And he's clear, you can't fake authenticity. People smell insincerity from a mile away.
So once you've got your internal currency straight and your brand promise locked in, then comes the really disruptive shift, the power of the consumer. He says this is the defining shift of our era.
Historically, producers held the power. They decided what to make, how to price it, where to sell it. But with the internet and social media, the consumer now has a microphone that can reach millions. One bad review or viral tweet can destroy a reputation.
He tells cautionary tales of companies that treated customers like transactions and tried to control the narrative. They lost. The winning move is to embrace this shift and turn your customers into your biggest marketing force.
It's moving from selling to people to building with people. Listen before you speak. Create a community, not just a customer base. When consumers feel a genuine stake in your brand, they become evangelists. They defend you and promote you for free.
And the final piece that ties it all together is the power of the story. He says facts are forgotten, but stories are remembered. Data informs decisions, but stories inspire action.
He has this simple framework for a great story, a relatable hero, a clear villain, a moment of transformation, and a happy ending. But here's the twist. You should never make yourself the hero. Position yourself as the guide. Help the customer become the hero.
That's so smart. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. They buy into your story. And when they do, they become part of it, which amplifies your power even more.
And throughout the book, he keeps coming back to adaptation. The world changes fast. Power can vanish if you get complacent. So the ultimate power shift is the ability to shift yourself, to stay hungry, stay curious, and be willing to be wrong.
He also talks about fear. He doesn't dismiss it. He calls it a natural response. But you have to act in spite of it. He introduces the idea of calculated risk. Gather enough information to make a decision with confidence, even when the outcome is uncertain.
and he reframes failure completely. Failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a data point. It's tuition for the school of life. Every no, every flop, is a chance to learn and come back stronger.
You know, the part that really got me was his take on negotiation. He says the best negotiations aren't about winning at the other person's expense. They're about finding a solution where everyone feels they gain something. A power shift from adversarial to collaborative.
That's such a healthy perspective. And in leadership, he emphasizes building a team that complements your weaknesses. A powerful leader isn't the smartest person in the room. They're the one who gathers the smartest people and creates an environment for them to do their best work.
The big takeaway for me is that power isn't something you wait for. It's something you create. There are so many people waiting for a lucky break or for someone to give them permission. But the people who succeed grant themselves permission.
Yeah, and he lays out a clear roadmap. Audit your personal currency and invest it wisely. Define your authentic core and build a brand that's a true promise. Hand the microphone to your consumers. Master storytelling and embrace constant adaptation.
It's a manual for becoming the kind of person who doesn't just ride the wave, but learns to make the wave. I'm actually going to start auditing my own currency this week. I've been spending too much time on things that don't align with my real priorities.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Wow, that's a great deal. In this book, it's really about agency. Damon John's message is that you are not a prisoner of your circumstances. You have the power to change your trajectory. You just have to recognize it and shift.
Exactly. The power is already there, waiting for you to grab it and redirect it in your favor. The only question is whether you will. We'll see you in the next one.